West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, Villarica City Manager Tom Barber terminates former Mayor Gil McDougall from employment with the City of Villarica Wednesday morning. Barber's actions come less than 24 hours after Villarica City Council unanimously approved a resolution stating that the city manager shall terminate McDougall from employment with the city, effective no later than 12 noon on Wednesday. McDougall was hired by Barber last month to a consultant-type position the day after City Council voted to rescind its initial offer to McDougall to be the city's deputy city manager. Meanwhile, Barber's future with the city remains uncertain. Recall back in March, a motion to fire Barber failed to pass with a 2-3 vote. However, at this past Tuesday's special called meeting, two of the three city council persons who voted last month to keep Barber spoke out that Barber should now be fired. Council did not vote on Barber's status Tuesday, and as city manager Wednesday, he followed through with what city council ordered him to do regarding McDougall. Mayor Leslie McPherson on Tuesday seemed to suggest that Barber losing his position with the city is not inevitable.
As far as Tom, that may be yet to come on how that is handled. And depending on his decision on how he handles the directive of what he has been instructed to do by the council, less than a month ago, it was proposed to fire Tom. Three people voted against it. I do not think it's by accident that it's coming up today, for some reason, at the last minute, with none of us called and said, oh, I changed my mind. I'd like to do something different. If Mr. Barber would like to leave, he can pack his bags and he can leave tomorrow on his own. He doesn't have to be fired by us, and I will just say we'll take one step at a time.
And I reached out to Barber on Wednesday, offered him to be my guest on Thursday's WLBB Community Voice. Barber did not respond to my communication. So instead, at 8:30 this morning, WLBB FM 106.3, 1330 AM, will air Villarica City Council meeting from this past Tuesday. You'll hear some new, frankly disturbing allegations, some confusing monologues, and a recap of the baffling series of events that has occurred over the last few months in Villarica. Local school systems are looking forward to getting the final word from Georgia Governor Brian Kemp that the state's fiscal year 2025 budget contains a substantial funding boost for student transportation. In the proposed budget that now waits for Kemp's final approval, State House and Senate members agreed on what is being considered a major victory for schools and parents across the state who have long complained of an aging bus system. Carrollton City Schools Superintendent Mark Albertus this week telling WLBB Radio, "We appreciate the legislature seeing the need to update K-12 transportation funding. We are not unlike most Georgia communities that have seen growth in enrollment and increases in transportation costs. This boost in funding will help us adequately maintain and update our transportation needs for many years to come." Harrelson County School Superintendent Jerry Bell stating, "Transportation is primarily the responsibility of the district, so any increase is welcomed. We will use the money to offset as much local expenditures as possible and any FY25 state increases that are in the governor's budget." In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.